on a 1.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, defending your rights as well as the rights of others since 1998.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sound Companions on UMFM. I'm your host, Joel Treneman. On Sound Companions, each episode, we will explore one record from the 1960s through the 80s, alongside a match from the 90s and 2000s, based on a shared theme. I'm here live in studio. Tonight is the Juno Awards in Hamilton, celebrating Canadian music. Joni Mitchell will become the second artist ever to receive the Juno's Lifetime Achievement Award, following the appointment of Anne-Marie last year. So there's a chance that Joni Mitchell could actually perform at the Juno Awards tonight. That's the word anyways. The Canadian Press reported this week that her health will be the determining factor in whether or not she sings tonight. The Junos get underway at 7 o'clock Central Time. And on Sound Companions today, Joni Mitchell. That's the perfect newsy hook to have a Joni Mitchell album as a feature. So this episode's companions are Clouds, Joni Mitchell's second album, which was released in 1969, and Alas, I Cannot Swim. That's the 2008 debut studio album by British singer-songwriter Laura Marling. This pairing was chosen by Sound Companions co-producer Dana, who has called this show Folksy Ladies. Let's kick it off with two of the best tracks from Clouds, Roses Blue, and Both Sides Now.
It reaches like an arm before you sing. begins to tremble to see the place she's lately
of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show, and you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love I really don't know love at all. Circus crowds. I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange. And they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living. I recall. I really don't know life at all. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all. Welcome
back to Sound Companions. You just heard an all-time great, Both Sides Now, a song Joni Mitchell wrote while reading the Saul Bellow novel, Henderson, the Rain King. CBC Music ranked the song as Joni Mitchell's very best in a pretty solid article breaking down her top 25, according to them. I found a great article in The Guardian that looked back on Joni Mitchell's career, and I think this quote is a very good representation of her debut years. I quote, "In America and in England, people sat up and noticed the blonde with the piercing prairie soprano, the idiosyncratic guitar tunings, and the wise beyond her years lyrics." End quote. I think that sums it up fairly well. Joni Mitchell was born in Alberta, grew up in Saskatchewan, and just decided that she wanted to be a folk singer before hitting the road and learning the trade in various scenes in Canada and then down in the United States, particularly in the famous or infamous Laurel Canyon scene in California. Many artists sound like Joni Mitchell, whether that's by influence, by inspiration, or by their intent. Some of the ones that we'll talk about today include Cat Power, Feist, Sarah Barry Ellis, Regina Spektor, Gillian Welch, Sarah Harmer, Sheryl Crow, Marianne Faithfull, on and on. And then there's Laura Marling. So from the UK and from a different generation, Laura Marling was born in 1990 and is just 36 years old today. She debuted back in 2008. The album that I mentioned before is called Alas, I Cannot Swim. And you can see what we mean here. I'll play a couple of tracks from that so you can compare.
He chased me through the rain. Honey, I'm going your way. I don't think so. You can chase me through the rain and scream my name, a childish game, but I love to be young. And honey, I was never gonna change. And honey, you are never gonna change. But you love, don't you love it that way? Old stone, 10,000 years and you're still alive. Chase me through the rain and scream my name, a childish game, but I love to be young. The shape of his nose. He wants to die where nobody can see him, but the beauty of his death will carry on. So I don't believe him. He greets me with kisses when good days deceive him, and sometimes with scorn, and sometimes I believe him, and sometimes I'm convinced. My friends think I'm crazy, get scared and call him, but he's usually hazy. But one in the morning, day is not ended. By two he is scared that sleep is no friend, and by four he will drink, but he cannot feel it. Sleep will not come because sleep does not will it, and I don't believe him. Morning is mocking me. I'll wander the streets, avoiding them each, till the ring on my finger slips to the ground. A gift to the gutter, a gift to the city, the veins of which have broken me down. And I don't believe him. Morning is mocking me. Oh, the gods that he love of his God of all things, but I find him wrapped up in all manner of sins. The drugs that deceive him and the girls that believe him. I can't control you, I don't know you well. These are the reasons I think that you're ill. I can't control you, I don't know you well. These are the reasons I think that you're ill. And since last that we parted, last that I saw him, down by a river, silent and hardened, the morning was mocking us, but hit the sky. I was just happy, my mannequin eye. He couldn't see me, the sun was in his eyes, and birds were singing to calm us down. And birds were singing to calm us down. I'm sorry, young man, I cannot be your friend. I don't believe in a fairy tale end. I don't keep my head up all of the time. I find it dull when my heart meets my mind. And I hardly know you, I think I can tell. These are the reasons I think that we're ill. I hardly know you, I think I can tell. These are the reasons I think that I'm ill. And the gods that singing till karma's down. And birds are singing till karma's down.
Welcome back to Sound Companions. That's Laura Marling from her 2008 Mercury Prize nominated album. Today on Sound Companions, we are looking at the career of Joni Mitchell and some of the artists that have been inspired by or by, are similar to her. Laura Marling recorded this album when she was 18 years old. One of the kind of commonalities between the career of Joni Mitchell and Laura Marling is how polished and accomplished at songwriting they were at a relatively young age. Laura Marling became a musician and started writing songs at the age of 16. And was already recording, you know, had recorded two albums by the time she was 20 years old. Joni Mitchell, when she was 20, had already kicked off a career and written enough material for a full album and released her second album, Clouds, that we're featuring today, at the age of 23 in 1969. Laura Marling's albums have gone on to much acclaim. She's been nominated for the Mercury Prize an astounding four times for different albums. She was nominated for a Grammy Award and has kind of soured on the music scene today in a contemporary sense, similar to the way that Joni Mitchell stepped back with her career from the music business, as she put it. But way back in the day, Joni Mitchell learned from a lot of the members of the scene, including a lot of Canadians down in California. But really, she carved out her career in her own right, taking the reins and producing her second album. Let's hear some more tracks from that, except in this case, because of Joni Mitchell's incredible performances, the two tracks that we'll play next, Chelsea Morning and The Fiddle on the Drum, from Clouds, will both be live versions.
Do you remember the first time you met Joni Mitchell?
Yeah.
You were young.
Yeah, I was 20.
That's...
Yeah, I was 20. She was about 22. 20, maybe 1 year older than me.
You were at a club?
Yeah, I think we were in Winnipeg at the Fourth Dimension Club.
Do you remember the conversation?
I was listening to her and I was local in Winnipeg, and she was just passing through on the road with her husband, Chuck. And they were a duo, you know, playing. So we talked a little bit, and I got to know her. And I played her Sugar Mountain. I played Sugar Mountain for her. And I told her I'd just been in Canada, in Toronto, and played that for a group called the Dirty Shames. And there was this guy, Chick Roberts, in the Dirty Shames that really said, "That's a special song, Neil. You're going to be hearing, that song's going to be around for a while." And I'm saying to Joni, I'm saying, "This guy, Chuck, you know, Chick Roberts, whatever his name was, he told me that this was a special song, so I'll play it for you. I'll play it and, you know, see what you think." Then she wrote Circle Game,
yes,
after she heard Sugar Mountain, because it got to her and you know, she felt it too, and then she felt it in her own unique way as well, obviously.
That's incredible. but also special. Like, would you, do you stay in touch today at all? Like, could
you
call her?
I just spoke to her the other day.
On the flip phone?
I might not have been on the flip phone. But I might have been. I can't remember, to tell you the truth.
That's a real friendship.
Yeah.
Special.
Well, I love Joni. She's wonderful. She's one of the greatest artists of our generation. She may be the greatest artist of our generation.
Last question. What is the trick to keeping friendships like that and keeping that connection that you had when you were 20?
It's the who the people are that you find. How do you find them? Then they're there forever. You just be open, I guess. I don't know how to do it. But it's happened enough so that I know I must know something about it. But I'm very thankful for it. What a great woman she is. She's amazing. Great talent. Like my wife. She is amazing. And such a special human being. I'm just blessed. I feel very lucky.
A Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was a song outside my window, and the traffic wrote the words. It came a ringing up like Christmas bells and wrapping up like pipes and drums. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on a day and we'll wear it till the night comes. It was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I saw was the sun through yellow curtains and a rainbow on my wall. Blue, red, green, and gold to welcome you, crimson crystal beads to beckon. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on a day. There's a sun show every second. Curtain opens on a portrait of today, and the streets are paved with passers-by, and pigeons fly, and papers lie waiting to blow away. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I knew, there was milk and toast and honey, and a bowl of oranges too, and the sun poured in like butterscotch and stuck to all my senses. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on a day and we'll talk in present tenses. When the curtain closes and the rainbow runs away, I will bring you incense owls by night, by candlelight, by jewel light, if only you will stay. Pretty baby, won't you wake up? It's a Chelsea morning.
Song that I wrote for America as a Canadian living in this country, and it's called The Fiddle and the Drum. And so once again, my dear Johnny, my dear friend, and so once again, you are fighting us all. And when I ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry, and I follow my friend. How did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say I have turned
like the enemies you've earned. But I can remember all the good things you are. And so I ask you, please, can I help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, what time is this? To trade the handshake for the fist. And so once again, oh America, my friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when we ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry, and we follow, my friend. How did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say we have turned like the enemies you burned, but we can remember all the good things you are. And so we ask you, please, can we help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, we have all come to fear the beating of your drum.
You're listening to Sound Companions on 101.5 UMFM. Joni Mitchell. That was an a cappella live version of The Fiddle and the Drum, an ever-relevant song where she's addressing the people of the United States as a Canadian. For those of you that may be fans of heavy music as well, there's a surprisingly great cover version of The Fiddle and the Drum by a group called A Perfect Circle. Before that, we heard a live version of Chelsea Morning from 1969. And to kick off that mini set, an interview with Neil Young on the Zach Sang show in 2022, talking about him meeting Joni Mitchell for the first time here in Winnipeg. Let's explore some more Laura Marling. The first two tracks that we played were called Old Stone, and the second one was called My Manic and I. We'll get into a set here with the opening track will be called Ghosts, which is the first single from Laura Marling's debut album that we're looking at here today. And then I want to play two tracks from Laura Marling's second album, which is incredible, maybe even a step forward on this one. That's from 2010, and it's called I Speak Because I Can.
He walked down a busy street, staring solely at his feet, clutching pictures of past lovers at his side. Stood at the table where she sat and removed his hat in respect of her presence. Presents her with the pictures and says, these are just ghosts that broke my heart before I met you. These are just ghosts that broke my heart before I met you. Opened up his little heart, unlocked the lock that kept it dark. Read a written warning, saying I'm still mourning. Over ghosts, over ghosts, over ghosts, over ghosts that broke my heart before I met you. Lover, please do not fall to your knees. It's not like I believe in everlasting love. he went crazy at 19, so he lost all his self-esteem and couldn't understand why he was crying. He would stare at empty chairs, think of the ghosts who once sat there. The ghosts that broke his heart, oh, the ghosts that broke my heart. The ghosts that broke his heart, oh, the ghosts that broke my heart. The ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts, the ghosts that broke my heart before I met you. Lover, please do not fall to your knees. It's not like I believe in everlasting love. He says, I'm so lost, not at all.
There's hope in the air, there's hope. Pick up your rope, Lord, sling it to me. If we are to battle, I must not be weak. And give us your strength, world, and your food and your water. Oh, I am your savior, your last serving daughter. There's hope in the air, there's hope in the water, but sadly not me, your last serving daughter. There's hope in the air, there's hope in the water, but no hope for me, your last serving daughter. Be sad that I never held your hand as you lowered, that I'd understand that I'd never let it go. I'd be sad that I never held your hand as you lowered, that I'd understand the world does what it does. And you never did learn to let the little things go. And you never did learn to let me be. And you never did learn to let little people grow. And you never did learn how to see. But I'd whisper that I love this man now and for forever to your soul as it floats out of the window, to the world that you turned your back on, to the world that never really let you be. And I am lower now and lower still. And you did always say that one day I would suffer. You did always say that people get their pay. You did always say that I was going places, and that you wouldn't have it any other way. But I couldn't turn my back on a world of what I like wouldn't let me. But I couldn't turn my back on a world of what I like I needed. Turn my back on a sweet smelling blackberry stone.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out. Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will listen to and learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
C'est parti pour les rendez-vous de la francophonie. On s'active jusqu'au 31 mars. Plonge dans des concours, des spectacles, des projections gratuites et 1000 occasions locales de libérer ton énergie francophone. Viens vibrer avec nous sur rvf.ca.
Welcome back to Sound Companions. You just heard three tracks from UK singer-songwriter Laura Marling. Ghosts, the first single from her 2008 debut, followed by Hope in the Air and Blackberry Stone, two tracks from her 2010 release, I Speak Because I Can, also nominated for a number of awards. It's a fascinating comparison between Joni Mitchell and Laura Marling. The main thing that I've taken from listening to them both in depth prior to this episode is just the power of their lyrical storytelling in their songwriting. They both seem impossibly worldly and full of wisdom for people writing their thoughts and poetics prior to the age of 20. And they both have shown the ability to take folk music in more complex directions towards pop, really towards jazz in the case of Joni Mitchell, and, you know, really being able to put such depth of lyrics into incredible song structures. And in the case of Joni Mitchell, the chord progressions and the tunings that she uses are often quite unique or unusual, and have made other artists just taken aback in wonder. We'll switch gears now on Sound Companions after we feature the main two artists and albums. We look at some other options that are close to the theme. The first track I'll play actually predates the Joni Mitchell debut in the 1960s. While Joni Mitchell was contributing, you know, two of her earliest songs, including Both Sides Now, that we heard before, two other songwriters to record first before she ever got to record them. In 1964, Marianne Faithfull recorded a song written by the Rolling Stones for her, which they later recorded as well. As Tears Go By. Come by every day. That was Cat Power with Metal Heart, followed by another Cat Power track, a cover of Joni Mitchell's Blue, who's coming up here in a minute. Hopefully we'll get to see Joni Mitchell sing tonight on the Juno Awards. Either way, if you want to dive deeper into her career, JoniMitchell.com is a treasure trove of archived information, including all of her known performances, which must have been quite an undertaking, and also some photos of all of her kind of published paintings, which is a whole other side of her career that she values equally. You can find the playlist of all the songs you heard today on the Sound Companions show page at umfm.com. And if you have any comments or an idea for the show, one or more albums that you'd love to see featured, you can find my email address there. Send me a note. Normally, this is the time when we turn it over to Stephen for the Ripped Hat Blues show. Unfortunately, Stephen's not able to make it in today. So I'm going to play a few more songs on this theme before cranking up some blues tunes in lieu of the Ripped Hat show. As I mentioned, we're going to hear Cat Power once again with a cover of Joni Mitchell's Blue. Thank you.
Shook it up. I never loved nobody fully. Always one foot on the ground. And by protecting my heart truly, I got lost in the sounds I hear in my mind. All of these voices I hear in my mind. All of these words I hear in my mind. All of this music, and it breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart. When it breaks my heart.
Gonna get better, 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 better.
These are the bonus tracks on Sound Companions today. That was Greeting Card Isle by Sarah Harmer from her 2004 record, All of Our Names. Before that, Regina Spektor with Fidelity, going back to 2006. Going to close it out today with another cover song of Joni Mitchell. Rufus Wainwright covering probably a top three or top five Joni Mitchell song, A Case of You. And I recently learned that Joni Mitchell re-recorded Both Sides Now a few years ago, and I'm going to dig up a version of that. Thanks for listening to Sound Companions this week, and I hope you have a great week. We'll be back next Sunday.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada, your face gets stony twice. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember the time you told me, you said, love is touching so surely you touch mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. I would still be on my feet. I met a woman, she had a mouth like yours. She knew your life, she knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you're in my blood, you're my holy wine. You're so bitter, bitter and so sweet.
Thank you so much.
Of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show, and you leave them laughing when you. And if you can, don't let me know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you. Circus crowds. I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange. And they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusion. I recall. I really don't know life at all. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
For Daddy needs his medicine. I'm sick, baby. I'm sick. Come on, baby. Daddy needs his feel-good juice. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the stuff. That's what Daddy needs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, what it is we're all community. And when you're a community and when love enters into it,
just give me indie rock!
UMFM 101.5, broadcasting 1,200 watts from the University of Manitoba, giving Winnipeg and the surrounding community the good stuff since 1998.
Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live jazz back to the city with Sunday evening jazz concerts in the historic Fort Garry Club Room. Join us each week for intimate performances with some of the most accomplished local and Canadian players. Tickets priced at $18 plus fees in advance or $20 at the door. Music starts at 7 p.m. and full show details and advance tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com. Jazz at the Fort Garry is proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.